Hi there, Luis. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. Happy Thursday. How's your day going so far?
Thank you, Paul.
Absolutely.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. Good, good, good. So I know you were speaking with Carlene. I know she does a pretty good job of outlining at least some of the basics of the services that we can provide for you. Did you have any questions at this point?
Just the only thing holding back from anything would be the price at the moment.
Right.
That's probably my only question.
Right, sure, sure. And you're doing power washing, you do dumpster, trash bin cleaning. Do you do windows or gutter cleaning as well?
Gutter cleaning, windows, roofs, but that's mostly for commercial buildings.
Right, so you are doing both residential and commercial. Did you have a particular preference of one over the other?
Commercial.
Commercial would be your preference. Okay, so that's perfect. So are you familiar at all with Google Guarantee or local service ads?
Not too much.
Okay. It is fairly new. I mean, it's been around for a handful of years, but it is still, to this day, only available in certain areas and certain industries. So we are calling through the area now because it is available for the keywords and search phrases related to your services in your service area. Now, it is a pay-per-lead system, but it's completely different than, say, Thumbtack or Angie's. It's not a phone number that you get, not a number that goes out to a handful of your competitors that you all have to try and chase down. With Google Guarantee, you get calls directly to you. So you're matched up specifically with every person that calls you, exclusively with every person that calls you. It's not a shared lead, and it is a qualified lead service. Every call that you get has to be a qualified lead, or you don't pay for it. Now, as long as you're talking to someone who is in your service area and you're quoting price on a service that you want to provide, or you're scheduling an appointment to meet with them in person, then that is a qualified lead. If it's not, then obviously you wouldn't pay for it. Now, your leads are very affordable. They're less than $20 each. Google would want you to maintain a budget that would support up to 13 leads in any given month. So you don't pay it immediately. There's a vetting process. Google wants to make sure that you don't have any felonies on your record in the last 7 years. They're not looking for misdemeanors or DUIs or anything like that. And then, of course, you have to have the right licensing or the right insurance in this case. Now, once you are completely and thoroughly vetted by Google, you would have an activation budget of $244. Again, that covers up to 13 leads. Now, it's designed to be affordable. If you do not use all 13 leads, then there is going to be something that rolls over to the following month, and you only pay for the leads that you used the previous month. Most of my clients don't use all of their leads. They might use half of their leads in any given month. Now, you don't pay that activation budget right now. All that you would pay is the one-time application fee. That is just $250. That's a reduced rate for that application fee. And it is a one-time application fee, meaning that you don't have to renew it annually. It's just that once. And then I did not see a Google business profile. Is the business verified by Google as an active local company?
No.
No. That's okay. Not all of our clients have that. It is a prerequisite, though, to offer Google Guarantee. So that is something that we would want to help you with. And in that case, we would want to do more than simply verifying your business. We would do local search engine optimization, get you in the local map, that pack result that pops up, and of course that's another very profitable place to list your business. Now, I did want to ask you, for your services in the state of Oregon, Google does not require a license, but you would be required to carry at least $250,000 in general liability for your company. Would you meet that requirement for Google Guarantee?
Yeah, I am insured.
You are insured, and you would definitely have that, I mean, very low number, that $250,000 in general liability. So that is something that you would be able to do. Like I said, we need to make sure that you're verified, and of course, with the local SEO component, that's just $199 a month. It is month to month. There's no requirement. Not everyone keeps that service if they're very successful with Google Guarantee. It is something that we'd have to do at least for 1 month, though. A lot of our clients do keep it because that's where some customers go, that local map or pack result. Now, I did not see a website. Is there not a website currently for your business?
No, currently I don't have really much of any. The only thing I have right now is the Angie's lead.
Angie's.
As far as I've gone, yeah.
That's okay. So we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. And, of course, we know that a website would mean not just more phone calls. It would mean a higher quality call. Everyone who calls you after seeing your website has made a conscious, informed, educated choice. They know that you would do exactly what they're looking for, the quality of the work that they're looking for. By the time they decide to call you, it usually is because they want to hire you. So it's a very, very high conversion rate with the calls that you get, especially with that website. Now, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. I know here, especially in this case as a pricing director, my job is to make this and keep it affordable. I'd like to see if I can include that website for you at no additional cost. And, of course, that would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, that month-to-month recurring for the local search engine optimization is only $199. And again, like I said, it's month-to-month. You don't need to necessarily keep it further on down the road. But as long as you're verified by Google, and of course, that's something we can do, then you can offer the Google Guarantee. Now, there are other benefits to the local map. Again, you'll be verified on Bing as well for the roughly 1 out of 10 people that will search on Bing instead of Google. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, the month-to-month with that is, like I said, $199. You're out of pocket today, and roughly your monthly recurring is $250. The one-time application fee of $250 would apply to that first month, and then once you are vetted, that's when you have that activation budget, which is $244, paying about $19 per individual lead after that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions, at least on the surface, though, being that it is designed to take next-level maintenance to the next level with your advertising, having a website, having that online presence, getting those calls and leads coming directly to you. I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Right. So it's $250 now, and then was it $190 every month after that?
So the $250 application fee is for the Google Guarantee. That's a very, very profitable service that Google is offering. And, of course, like I said, it's now being more widely rolled out. It's still not available everywhere, but luckily it is available for your services and your service area. You would pay the one-time application fee, and because the business is not verified yet through Google, we need to get that process started. That is a separate service, search engine optimization, that will lead to first page placement in the local map or the pack result that pops up just below the Google Guarantee ads, okay? That's a recurring monthly of $199, but of course it's month to month. You can stop at any time. Just as with the Google Guarantee, you can pause your leads at any time. So the one-time application fee of $250 and the first month of search engine optimization, which is $199, you're out the door. Cost would be $449, and then your recurring monthly is just $199. Once you are vetted, and you are vetted through Google, but actually it's contracted out to either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton, of course, we know from cowboy movies. And again, they just want to make sure that you would qualify for Google Guarantee. It sounds like you would. That is when you would have that $244 activation budget. That might be 3 or 4 weeks down the road if we get the paperwork from you right away. It could take a little bit longer if you don't fill out the application or get us the information, the documentation that we would need to make that happen for you. So you're really looking on a monthly basis of about $450, right? It would be $449 in your first month. That covers your application fee as well as the ongoing local search engine optimization. Although, like I said, that is a month-to-month, and if you're not seeing the phone calls, if you're not seeing the results, you can cancel that part of it. Some of my clients do that. A lot of my clients, though, do keep that part. It's still valuable. But it is a necessary step to get your PIN verified, but we want to get that not just verified, we want to get you on the first page in that local map as well. And then, like I said, the recurring monthly is just about $250. So you're looking at about, if you continue with the local SEO, and if you use all 13 leads every month, then you're looking at roughly $450. But like I said, a lot of my clients don't pay, or they don't use all of their leads, so they don't pay that same amount every month. Just for the sake of simplicity, let's say in that first month after you're verified and start using, after you're vetted and cleared to do Google Guarantee, let's say you only use one lead, and then the next month you only pay $19. So again, it's $19 per lead, and then that 13 leads per month is where the $244 comes from. So like I said, it's designed to be affordable. It's really designed just for even one or two jobs to more than offset the cost of the service. And of course, it's month to month for a very good reason. I did just a couple of minutes ago, though, get a response from my supervisor. We would actually be able to include that website for you at no additional cost. That would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. There would not be any additional cost for anything. There's no taxes or fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Sounds pretty good.
I mean, I don't know what your success rate has been with Angie, or if you've even had it long enough to get leads and try to follow up with them. Now, Angie does not at all conflict with what we would be doing here. It is a completely separate service, although a lot of my clients prefer to get calls directly to them. I know sometimes with a shared lead service, when what you're getting is basically a phone number and you have to try and chase down that person, sometimes it's hard just to get somebody on the phone. But with this, again, the calls do come directly to you, and you're talking to somebody who is in your service area looking to hire you, and of course, that's what's going to keep this profitable. Now, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you would always know exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrase, etc. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. And if you're one of those business owners that wants to be very hands-on, if you want to make changes to your website on your own, you will have access to a website editor tool. You can always add photos, videos even. You can update content. You can, you know, run a special or a promotion for a specific service. Whether you are making changes to your website yourself, or if you just want us to make all of those changes for you, there is no additional cost.
Okay.
Now, the business is next level maintenance, right? That's how you want the company branded. That's how you want people to see your name on the website and on your Google listing.
Yeah.
Is the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you, right? As well as the business
right.
number? Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, most of the time, keep in mind, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Now, the website that we will build for you, though, will also have a contact form. So residential and, of course, commercial clients can fill out that form, tell you where they're located, tell you what they need to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we will list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's a personal email, that's fine. We just don't put it on the website. It's hidden. No one knows what it is, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's luis.torresanchez@outlook.com.
So you said Luis, L-U-I-S, and you said dot Torres Sanchez?
Yeah, dot Torres Sanchez.
And it's T-O-R-R-E-S-S-A-N-C-H-E-Z?
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else? Numbers or letters?
No, outlook.com.
Nope. At Outlook. Okay, gotcha. So luis.torresanchez@outlook.com. And then your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer, no one comes to you. There's not any like physical brick-and-mortar location or showroom that you would want the public to know about, right?
No.
So I found that Angie profile, and it has the 6759 Main Street. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's
it
where
is.
I'm
based. Okay. Gotcha. And Google kind of knows or expects that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect it to maintain a physical address. And, of course, they wouldn't want someone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code. And, of course, we can target anywhere in your service area. We don't draw a big circle around you. So if you want to go a little bit farther in one direction versus another, we can do that. We can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods even, where you most want to be found by both residential. And, of course, we will be targeting those commercial clients. That, of course, is your preference. Did you have any other questions for me before we get this set up?
You know, I know that if I get one or two jobs, I can cover my cost and the cost of this and everything. But as long as I get one per month, then I could be good.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, with the conversion rate that my clients see with Google Guarantee, a lot of my clients, and I mean, you can, if you want to make it affordable, keep it affordable for you, you get those one or two jobs, and you can even pause your leads if you wanted to. I know you've got Angie, so that way, you know, it's going to continue to be affordable for you. But I mean, like I said, your leads, once you get everything all set up, they're less than $20 each. So it's going to always be affordable for you. And, you know, like you said, even one job offsets the cost of it. That application fee is just the one time. So I think you're really going to be profitable with this. I mean, obviously, you know, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs just to be profitable. But whether you get 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, simple, straightforward pricing, you always know exactly what you're looking at here. Now, what I would do next is to schedule what's called a client onboarding call. You can think of it like a client interview. We will speak with you in detail about, you know, your company, about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, what's unique about your business. We'll talk to you about your website, what you want to see on that. You know, of course, we'll ask you to send us photos. That's going to help us get everything started here. You get the application fee or the application right away. It really is simple to fill out. It takes most people like 10, 15 minutes, okay? If it's something that you have any issues or concerns with, we can help you fill out that application on our end. But as long as we get that application and the supporting documents within the next 7 days or so, that means that everything happens very quickly. Now, your client interview, we can schedule that. I can even get you in at 9 o'clock if that works out for you. It's going to take about 40, 45 minutes. We schedule by the hour, but it should not take as long as an hour. It wouldn't take that long. 9 is just the earliest. There is, well, it looks like there's almost at least one available. No, there's not one at noon, but just about everywhere else there's at least one available per hour right up until the very last one at 3 o'clock. Would you want something as soon as possible, maybe a little bit later or towards the end of the day?
How about tomorrow after 2 p.m.?
Okay.
Because I have you in my headphones right now. I'm doing a job for
at least. Gotcha. We do recommend if you are able to that you're in front of a computer or that you have internet access when we do that phone call. And 2 o'clock would be perfect for tomorrow. Now, You're going to get a calendar invite at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Actually, I'll send you the calendar invite today. What I was saying is you'll get a reminder email tomorrow at 1 o'clock, an hour prior to that 2 o'clock call. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call to say a quick hello to you and introduce you to your technician. I will try to keep my line open. If for some reason I am already on a call, they will call you on their own and they'll take really good care of you. I did want to add a little bit of protection here on your account, a security question and answer. It's for your protection and ours as well. Of course, if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Next Level Maintenance, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, especially if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, you should not entertain that phone call. But your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Probably the first pet's name.
First pet's name? And then what is the answer?
Bobby.
Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to type it in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. And then for that initial investment of just $449, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what's going to work best for you?
I think it's a Visa, you said.
On that particular card, is it your name, first and last?
My name.
Business name, any middle initial? And on the card, is it Luis Torres Sanchez, or how does it appear?
Yeah, just like that.
Hyphenated or with a space?
Because sometimes it's one way or the other. Just
right.
A space. It's Luis B. Torres Sanchez.
Oh, with the middle initial. You said D like David, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And with a Visa, it should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
It's a MasterCard.
You've got a MasterCard. That should check. That should start with a 5. Actually, I am ready for that number whenever you are.
So 5156-7676-4464-8391.
And then the expiration month and year. You said 10 of 2028, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
The security card, 272.
Say that again?
272 for the security card.
272. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have 272 on the back, the security code. I've got October or 10 of 2028 for the expiration date. Is the card itself 51-56-76-76-44-64-83-91?
Yeah.
And is the billing address that home address, the 6759 Main Street in Springfield, 97478?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so, well, actually, I do need to get through a voice verification. It is required of us as a Google partner. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are applying a reduced rate here, that we are including a website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then at that point, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. It does have our client support information, our phone number, our email address, and hours of operation. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm walking back to the truck right now.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Luis, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific time. You can email 24/7. Of course, if you email the support team, they will respond to you that same business day unless they get that email either after hours or very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I do have the voice verification pulled up here. It does read as follows. It says, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please restate for the recording the name of your business as you want it to appear online.
Next Level Maintenance.
Okay, that is exactly how I have that. And then, Luis, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Luis Torres Sanchez, owner.
And Mr. Torres Sanchez, as the owner of Next Level Maintenance, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then you are, of course, an authorized user on the billing information, that card in your name. You're an authorized user on that account, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area are, in fact, able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we do ask that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both Local Splash and from your potential customers. And of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Of course. And you do have our contact information already. It will be that 877 number that we will be calling you from. Now, and as long as you answer your phone when your customers call you, you'll be very successful with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons, actually. Of course, we'll be creating additional content, destinations, directories. We would not want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing, and equally or even more important, we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we are not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Luis, that's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, since customers do not come to you, we will not be listing any physical street address. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely fashion. Like I said, you will get the application in just a couple of minutes here. We will also ask for additional documentation that may include your business license, any proof of insurance, the Google Guarantee application, of course, and any other required documents for Google business profile verification. That might be a video conference call or that type of thing, but that's kind of in the next couple of days to come. But we do kindly ask that you submit those documents within the first 7 days, as failure to do so in a timely fashion may result in delays. So, of course, you do agree to get that information to us within the next 7 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being, of course, a month-to-month service, with the website included, it says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time application fee, will be charged today's date, which is the 17th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $449. Now, that is an exact amount. There are no hidden taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Now, of course, once you are completely vetted, that's when you would have that $244 monthly activation budget. At least it's the initial budget is, like I said, that activation amount, and you only pay for the leads that you use the following months after that. Now, of course, it is a month-to-month service. You're recurring monthly for the local search engine optimization is just $199 a month. It is month-to-month. You can discontinue at any time. You can pause it if you have more work than you can take on. You can pause it seasonally if necessary. And, of course, you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, can you do me a quick breakdown of what the payments I'm going to be making pretty soon? So it's
absolutely
$475. Was it?
No. So today is $449. That includes the one-time application fee for Google Guarantee, which is $250, and then the first month of search engine optimization, which is the $199 a month. So that's the exact amount, $449. Next month, let's say you're not thoroughly vetted yet. Let's say, just for the sake of simplicity, that takes 5 weeks instead of 4 weeks. It could be four. It could even be three. I've seen it as low as three. It's usually 4 or 5 weeks. Your payments for next month would be exactly $199. That's for the search engine optimization, the recurring monthly. Again, that's month to month. Once you are thoroughly vetted is when you would have that activation budget of $244, okay? Now, it happens normally 3 days after you're thoroughly vetted. Once you're thoroughly vetted by Google or through Google, you get notification from Google and from us. Usually, that's advance notice of 72 hours, and that's when your application is approved process, and then we apply that $244 activation budget. If you want it to happen right away, hey, just give us a call. I got the verification notice. I'm good to go. Let's get this going right now. If you say, hey, I want to wait a week or even longer, we can do that too, but normally it would be 3 days after you're vetted. Keep in mind, you will be notified once you're thoroughly vetted by Google. So again, it's $449 today. That's $199 for the search engine optimization and the one-time application fee of $250 for Google Guarantee. Next month, it would be $199 recurring monthly for search engine optimization. And once you are vetted, it might correspond pretty close to that same day or about the same day next month. That's when you have the $244. If you do not use all of your leads, there is going to be something that rolls over the next month. You're only required to pay for the leads that you use, kind of to top it off to that $244 for the following month in case you want to take 13 leads. You can always get more leads if you need more work, but that's what it's basically set at, is the 13 lead minimum. But it's actually, more than most of my clients use on a regular basis. So there's always going to be a little something that rolls over. In fact, I'm quoting you what could be a higher price point for your leads. It might be a couple of dollars less. So, obviously there's going to be something that rolls over. Even if you do use all of your leads, there'll probably be something that rolls over that next month.
Gotcha. So okay. Next month, the payment in total would be $199?
Correct. And then once you are thoroughly vetted is when we would activate the $244 activation budget, and it's roughly $19 per lead after that.
So $249 the third month then?
Not necessarily. Like I said, it's a separate process, and like I said, it really depends on how fast we get the information from you and how fast everything happens with Google, being the one to get that process going. I mean, we get it going, but we work through Google to get it done. So obviously, the thing that makes it happen the fastest is getting the information. It's almost always 4 or 5 weeks if we get the information from you within that first week as you agreed. Okay. Like I said, your recurring monthly is $199. You'll be notified when you're vetted, and that's going to be the $244 for the initial month. Every month after that, you only pay for the leads that you used the previous month.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so it's hard to say exactly when that $244 will be activated. It could be 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. If we do not get the information from you, it might take longer than that, which is something that we want to avoid. So obviously we want you to get that information to us as quickly as possible. You will be notified once you're completely vetted, and then that $244 would be become active, and you'd start getting those calls directly to you. Now, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to get a little bit of extra information here just to help out my technician when they call you. You know, obviously you don't have to have a license, but you do have at least $250,000 in general liability, so you would be able to qualify for that. I did want to ask you though, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday, okay. And then is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Well, depending on the job, I'd like to get started as early as possible, like around 6.
Okay.
Of course, if it's in a noise ordinance area, I wouldn't
right.
be able to
start until
7.
You have to wait until 7.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But you'd be okay
and
with...
And then generally... I'm sorry?
I was going to say you'd be okay with listing for as early as 6 o'clock, just to get phone calls.
Yeah, let's do from 7 to 3:30 to keep it simple.
Okay, let me just make sure I've got that. You said 7 to 3:30, and that's just Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And at this point in time, are you accepting anything besides cash and check? Do you accept credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
Venmo or Zelle.
Venmo or Zelle? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. Now, like I said, we do have your follow-up call scheduled for 2 o'clock tomorrow. You will get the automated email 1 hour prior to that, and I will try to keep my phone line open for that phone call. I'll be able to say a quick hello to you. I did, though, want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, start out building out that website, get the Google Guarantee going, get those calls coming directly to you. We are looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Luis, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. I do hope that I am able to say a quick hello to you tomorrow when our client interview technician or onboarding technician calls you at 2 o'clock.
Thank you.
Well, thank you too very much.
I look forward to it.
One other thing. So now you're going to get a couple of emails here, and our automated system will send them out to you, maybe not all at once. Your initial invoice, your Local Splash initial invoice is being sent out to you right now. Your local service ads or Google Guarantee application is being sent out to you. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive an email kind of giving you not really a checklist, but a list from which you can send us photos. Doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything does help us expedite the process, both with verifying that you are a legitimate company, getting your Google Business Profile activated, and of course getting you qualified to do Google Guarantee. So any pictures of tools or equipment that you can send our way, you know, a picture of your service vehicle, if you do have a business card, that's fine. I know that, you know, there's no licensing required, but if you have any licensing and of course insurance, that's going to be an important part for the Google Guarantee. I know that there's no physical workplace, which is okay. Google is usually fine for that, where you kind of park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Now, you will get some of those emails in a minute. Our emails get sent out kind of in bulk every couple of minutes. But it looks like you should have already received the – oh, it looks like our system did catch up. So you did get the emails that I mentioned. The welcome email is important, not only because it has our client support information on there. Most of the emails do. The welcome email has your login credentials. So your username is your phone number, and you can't change it. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account, so it is in our system the same way. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username simply 541-514-4811. Right now, your default password is FunYahoo, F-U-N-Y-A-H-O-O, all lowercase, no space. You can change your default password as often as you like through your client dashboard. The other email that I mentioned to you, actually the one that I want you to open up right now, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you find the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, click on that one. It's going to say something like, "Hello, Luis D." That's your, of course, your middle initial. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm opening up my email right now. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So click on the click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the terms of experience. You can feel free to scroll above that line. It's everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Of course, Google is going to be our main focus because it's everyone's main focus. We are doing Google Guarantee, but there is also the local search engine optimization component. We will make sure that you're on Bing as well, all the additional relevant directories. We are doing that website for you. Now, below that line, you'll see three boxes. We want you to click all three of them. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although of course you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. Now once you have all of those three boxes checked, click inside the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign. You can copy and paste your name. It does need to be an exact match. So the L, D, the T, the S, all of those are capitalized. But once you've got Luis D. Torres Sanchez in that long box, click the confirm signature box. Now, if you're on your smartphone, I think you are, you might have to turn your phone sideways. As long as your portrait mode is not locked, when it pops into landscape mode, that whole bottom part of it pops up just a little bit higher, making it much easier for you to tap the confirm signature box. Doing that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're including that website for you, etc. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for your username and password. So just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, it says connect to Google.
Okay, let me see exactly what's going on here. Refreshing my system. So yeah, you don't have to go that next step. That's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system, thinking that it's already active. We do need to do your client interview first, your onboarding call, before your tracking system becomes active. In the next day or so, though, you will receive notification by email and text that your tracking system is active. You can try it anytime. You just may get a message saying that we're still setting everything up. You do have your login credentials again. They're contained in your welcome email. But you are all set up and squared away here. Again, we will be calling you, should be pretty close to 2 o'clock, maybe just a couple of minutes after 2 o'clock tomorrow. And again, I hope that I will be able to join that conversation. I should be able to. I'll try to keep my line open. But other than that, I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this call. Do look for that email that has the Google Guarantee application on there. If you have any questions or concerns or issues filling that out, our technician can walk you through that tomorrow. In fact, if you would want us to, we can complete all paperwork for you. But again, then we would need some personal information. We need that information once you submit it. But you can provide it to us ahead of time, and we can submit it for you. Your tax ID or even social security number. If you give that to us, we can fill that information out for you. If you're not one of those guys who's real tech savvy or likes paperwork, we can take care of that for you. But it's a pretty simple, straightforward process. We'll call you back tomorrow around 2, and I hope I can say hello to you at that point. But once again, thank you so much, and we are looking forward to getting this going for you. We appreciate your kindness in taking this phone call, and you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you too, Luis. You take care. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.